This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
This episode is brought to you by Noom. Forget one-size-fits-all diets. With Noom, you get a personalized weight loss plan that's tailored to your lifestyle. No food is off limits. Enjoy your favorites while discovering healthier habits. Noom's users love the flexible approach, blending psychology and biology to help you lose weight in a way that's sustainable for you. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
But if you really want to know me, to truly know Trisha, all you have to do is ask. Cue the lasers, cue space farm noises, invite the audience to snap their glow sticks and fade to black. Thunderous applause, enter from stage left, act shocked, slowly bow as if you haven't even thought about what to do with this part. Lights down again, repeat as necessary. Okay. Oh God, what if nobody comes to my one clone show debuting this week? Is this why people work on projects but never actually finish them? Okay, stop freaking out. Don't be silly, Trisha. People are going to come. People crave the opportunity to sit in the dark for hours delving into other people's trauma set to original folk music performed on a handmade ukulele. Don't worry about it. Think about something else. Think about something fun and light and different and like the transmission. Yeah. God, I'm just not in the headspace to listen to the regular old show right now. But I do think I saw in one of the transmission logs that some other audio was picked up recently from Foon. Yeah, here it is. It's labeled Flower, Momo, the Mouse, and Gianessa, the former sheriff of Hogsface. Oh, it's them on a girls' trip to Northeastia. Oh, well, that sounds lovely. Let's listen to that. Let me just switch over to this channel, press play. Here we go.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. Okay, so basically, this is Flower, and I'm here with my girls. We got some Gianessa.
Ayo.
We got Momo.
It's Momo. It's me, Momo. Hi.
And listen, I invited them to come up to the city, and I was like, listen, I made some money off my stand at the market. I got a nice hotel room. We're going to live it up for a night in Northeastia and just, like, have some fun. We've been having fun, which is why we thought it would be a good idea to record ourselves. So I said, let's do a vlog. But then I realized my camera broke. We can't record it video-wise, so it's an audio vlog.
Well, Flower, paint them a picture. If there was a vlog, what would they see?
There are clothes everywhere. We've just... We've been sitting in a room, and there's clothes everywhere because we've been trying on outfits.
Yes, someone screamed a fashion show. Who's to say who it was? But then we did a fashion show, and that's why there's clothes everywhere.
I will say this. It's hard for me to fit into both of your clothes, but I do it. I try. I do it. And what a night. Well, I feel so... can I say this, you guys? I've never felt more alive.
Oh, my gosh.
Aww.
That's so beautiful. And we're all wearing fluffy white robes to paint you even further of a picture. We all look very cute in our little robes.
Can we take these robes home? what's the deal with the robes? Because I've never, full disclosure, I've never really stayed in a hotel before.
Momo hasn't either. Momo doesn't know.
Ginessa, do you know?
I've stayed a few. I believe you can be arrested as you know, obviously a former person of the law. I believe you can be arrested if you take those off the premises, unless you pay for them. But they're so expensive.
Oh, no.
I've stolen a couple shopping carts before. I wasn't even grocery shopping. I just took them, I walked by, and I was like, that seems like a sweet ride. And then I just got in it and waited for the wind to take me flying.
How long had you been sitting there?
I sat in an abandoned grocery cart that made its way away from the corral for probably 3 days.
Well, Momo has a question. Flower, you probably get stuck. You know how those carts lock up when they get a certain distance away from the store? Well, how did you get stuck?
What'd they do?
Yeah, you don't know?
What'd they do?
That makes me realize that you've never had to bring your groceries with a cart too far away from the store. So that's pretty good. Good for you. That's pretty good. But a lot of carts will lock up if you get a certain distance away, so you can't steal them.
Okay. I guess it was sheer willpower overcoming all odds to make sure that I had that joyride.
That's you. That's you in a nutshell.
Thank you. It did end poorly. I was shot. I was jettisoned. Once I hit a speed bump in the road, might have been a body. I say speed bump. There was something there. I come across a lot of bodies in my travels. Hit it. Jettisoned.
Flower, do you come across a lot of bodies, or do you turn people into bodies?
I come on to bodies.
Flower,
That's right.
You're a good balance for me, Flower. Both of you. I feel like we just really are just like... three balancing friends for each other. We each have our own thing. Three friends in the city.
That's what it is.
It's sex, something in the city. There's something there. We'll figure it out.
It's always three. There's always three of them. There's never more than three. It's always three ladies in the city.
It can't be any more. It has to be three. Otherwise, it doesn't feel right. It's too many.
Can Momo be honest with the two of you?
I wish you would, and I hope you are.
You know how Momo's never been to a city before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know how you left Momo alone for like 2 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Momo did a drug.
Which one?
That's a great question I was going to ask you guys. So a guy was like, would you like a drug? And I was like, of course, I'm in the city. And I took this little piece of paper and I put it in my mouth. And how long until something changes, do you think?
Okay, wait. I have a couple of follow-up questions. First, he just said, would you like a drug?
Yeah.
So what... We don't know. He could be an apothecary.
Yeah. There was no follow-up question after that of, like, here's a list. It was just like...
Yeah, what possible follow-up questions would we have for each other? Do you want a drug? Yes.
Well, you should have... Listen, later I'm going to ask you for a description of this person so I can kind of find him and hold him accountable. But but right now, on the girls' trip...
Yeah.
So right now, I'm trying to be in party mode, which is to say I'm still concerned for your health.
Here, Momo's going to throw up a little bit of it, and then we're each going to get, my ladies can join me? Momo doesn't want to be alone in this.
I'm going to need you, because I'm not going to take this lightly. I'm going to need you to puke it directly into my mouth.
Oh, like a bird.
Straight up baby bird style.
Yep.
And I have to tell you, it will be wasted on me, because as soon as I witness whatever's about to happen with the two of you, I will vomit before, during, and after the event. It won't last.
Here's what I'm going to make a promise to you. At some point, one of us is going to secretly vomit in your mouth when you least expect it. And then we'll all be in it together. But we won't tell you because I know you're not. It's like getting a shot. You just got to like.
It won't be a secret. It will be a daisy chain of vomit. And it will be so bad. It will be so bad.
And that's a girl's trip promise. So it's all going to be great. And here we go. Ready?
That was, I'll be honest.
Uh-huh.
That's a breath strip.
Are you sure?
This is, I would ask for, I would go up to that guy and be like, I want a new drug. Because this is I feel refreshed. I feel invigorated. I feel like I'm skiing down an alpine mountain.
Flower, I think I got good news and also bad news. Is Momo's stomach acid is mint. So it didn't go in there minty. It just came out minty for you.
Okay, that changes the situation.
It does, but honestly, it makes me jealous. If you guys knew how much I throw up, I'm an emotional puker. And not on purpose. But if you guys knew, and I'm so jealous of this whole mint thing. Oh, what a dream.
Giannis, what are some of the times you've emotionally puked?
Oh, well, somebody one time congratulated me.
That was it? Just a congratulations and that was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just let loose.
I guess that does mean a lot when someone takes the time to say good job.
If you think about it this way, if your cart is broken, you complain. But if the cart is running smoothly, you don't go to the person who built the cart to say, well done.
Mm.
Right? So
yes.
When people take time to congratulate you, it does mean quite a bit, especially to me. And so that was one. Another one was one time somebody told me they had feelings for me.
Dish?
Well, it was immediately undone because when somebody says, hey, I think I'm falling for you, and then you just start vomiting, they're like, oh, maybe, check, please. I gotta go.
Oh,
that
no.
wasn't the right person then.
No.
Thank you.
Because if somebody says, I love you, you blow chunks, and they don't go, are you okay? Fuck them.
You're right. Oh, God. I needed this trip. I needed this trip.
I needed it, too. And also, Momo was thinking, if someone threw up on me after I said I love them, I'd go, this is the story we're going to tell our grandkids.
What a romantic.
Yeah.
What a romantic. I guess, now that I'm looking back on it, maybe that person was a kind of an uncaring a-hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which ex is this? Should we guess, Flower?
Try and guess. Okay. You each get two guesses.
All right.
But wait, I'm not going to respond right away, because what if one of you gets it right in the first one? So I'm going to give you each both of your guesses.
Okay. This is a fun game. All right.
Okay. I'm going to guess that it was that dude who has meat on a stick outside of that one shop.
Flower, I'm going to stop you right there. I didn't date that person. You wanted me to date that person. It never happened.
He seems so strong. I said he looks like a real strong guy. He's like carrying around that meat on his stick. He's very smart. He connects the fact that you can buy sticks inside the store. And then he brings his own meat. It's a BYOM. Then he stands outside and people are like tired from buying sticks. And they're like, I could use some meat. And that guy's right there. He knows supply and demand.
That is not the person I dated. But that is who congratulated me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's really beautiful. Well, maybe you should date him. Well, Flower one time told me that there was an emergency, but really she wanted to sit with me on a bench across the street from that guy so we could look at him for a little while. And we kept clapping whenever he would pick something up. It was kind of nice.
Are you interested in that guy?
I don't know.
Seems like maybe. Let's get back to my game and let's talk about this. Also, who's pouring? Because I do have the minty kind of vomit taste. Who's pouring the next round?
Oh, yeah, you want some of this? Surprise vomit.
Did you hear me throw up that time? That one was quiet.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, but I'm not sorry. I just want us all to be on the same page.
Somehow, I really would have thought that would be less disgusting, a quiet vomit. But it turns out just as bad. It's somehow more sinister and more disgusting. All right,
there's more overall body movement when it happens. When I'm being vocal about it, it's very contained. But when I'm quiet, I'm trying so hard to be quiet that it's just all arms and legs.
Yes, I see. All right, I got my guess. Are you ready?
Oh, also keep in mind, I am not limited to one gender. I date whoever. So
keep that
in mind.
All right, is it that time you dated my stepdad? Remember when you dated my stepdad?
I remember that very vividly. But remember, I'm not going to answer right away because I want everybody to get two guesses.
But I thought that was pretty cool when you dated my stepdad. Because I was like, as long as you're not dating my mom.
I wouldn't do anything like that to upset you. I would only date somebody with both of your blessings.
Of course.
I got a guess.
What is it, Flower?
Is it that bitch with the good tits and the goat legs?
That was another emergency you told me about. You said, run with me. And we went, and it was just the bitch with the good tits with the goat legs. And I was like, this was important.
Two things I know about her: great tits, goat legs.
I would only use one of those descriptors to talk about a female body, and it's the goat legs. I gotta be honest. But remember, I'm not telling you. So you each have one guess, and they're both really good guesses.
All right. Is it the loaf of bread you fell in love with for a little while?
Well, that one, I'll answer right now because I want you to have another guess, because that one was just purely one-sided. That bread did not love me back.
Oh,
and that was
no.
the cruelest of all my breakups.
Oh, God. Because normally you would comfort yourself with bread.
Right.
But
exactly.
When you break up with bread,
it's no longer a comfort.
You can fall in love with bread, but it will love you the yeast.
Oh, my God. Write it down.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy.
I have a pillow. Look, I bought a pillow.
Wow.
I learned embroidery. I embroidered that shit on this pillow. It says, you can fall in love with bread, but it will love you the yeast. And it's shaped like a piece of bread.
Flower, I'm really proud of you that you've expanded your hobbies past just staring at different hot people around town.
Yeah.
Because that was most of what we did together for a while, which I love looking at hot people.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that you're embroidering now.
You know what? You got to keep your stems. What do I got? Leaves busy. I was going to say stems.
Uh-oh, the drugs,
like,
Flower. The drugs.
You know what? We've addressed the anatomy of flowers multiple times in all of these recordings, and I refuse to be defined by things. And I apologize for calling out the great tits part. It was just something that kind
no,
of was...
No, don't apologize for that. When it's
okay.
True, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
When it's true, it's true. That's one of those words, you guys. Can I be fully honest with you?
Yes.
That's one of those words that, like, if I say it in the throes... Later, I will be embarrassed about it. I just can't. That word, I can't take seriously. But you know what I thought you were going to say about learning embroidery? Thought you were going to say you put the pedal to the metal. But P-E-T-A-L, you guys.
P to the end, because I got needles in my pedals.
That's crazy. There's a pillow behind that that says pedal to the metal.
Yep, that's the other one, but it has a different meaning.
What?
It's very applicable in multiple situations.
You packed heavy for this trip.
It's mostly pillows. I packed pillows, wine, and then like a small round cheese.
Okay, don't bring that out because famously, Momo gets drunk off of cheese. That's true.
That's why I brought it. I was like, I thought you were going to want to cut into this cheese later.
Yeah, of course. So different, you know how there's like different drunks that you get?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Momo has a little bit of cheese. Momo gets into a fight.
Oh, I love that. Give her the cheese.
Yeah, Momo, I can jump, because Momo's got human strength, obviously. I can jump and punch a man in the face.
Okay.
Jump to his height, punch him in the face.
Get the cheese out.
Because this is a new plan. This is a new plan.
We weren't going to leave the hotel room. We got to go, because I have not wielded a weapon or fought a man in so long, you guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're doing it.
Oh,
and this
yeah.
is how we show love to each other, is we go, yeah, this, like, we go, it starts as a fashion show, and it kind of turns into a fight club. It kind of turns into, like, let's go out for the purpose of fighting. And I love that about this friend group.
I don't know who we're going to fight, but I'm going to do it in this robe.
Yep.
We're going to go out there and really tear it up.
Lots of mobility in this robe.
It's nice. It's like got pockets.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah. You know that thing where everything that's made for women is meant to be depressing and hurtful and painful and sad.
And not functional.
Yeah, not functional. This robe, I feel like, is the one item that isn't that. I feel like this robe was like a blessing for us.
100%. Because the pockets are deep. The pockets are functional.
Pockets. Okay, now I'm going to give you a clue about the person who made me vomit. Deep pockets. Deep pockets is a clue.
Okay, that could be at least six of your exes.
Yeah.
All right.
My body count is high.
Deep pockets.
Oh, shit. Is it that old prospector?
I loved him for you.
Which one?
Gold Rush Pete?
Gold Rush Pete is a good guess. I'm not answering. So Flower, that's two for you. Momo, you still have one more.
I've guessed three at this
point. Did you guess three?
Gold Rush Pete was, are you sure it wasn't? Okay, it's got to be him. Remember when he would orgasm, he would make an old-timey dinner bell noise?
Yeah.
I love that. I've tried to make other partners do that since, and nobody's down for it.
Well, that's just rude. All right, Momo's got another guess. Who else?
You have to say, that, ladies, you have to say what you want in the bedroom.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you ever, just before you come, do you ever just yell, soup's on?
I've never said soup's on, but God, that's a good one.
I've said it. Okay, this is going to sound strange. Momo has said that right after she's come.
That also makes sense.
I've said it only when I've been making soup. Mm-hmm. Am I missing out?
Yeah, let me give you this pillow. Take this pillow home. It says soup's on. Take it home to remind you.
Thank you so much.
Let's see. Okay, this is what I just love it. I just love being a little bit drunk and talking to my ladies about this kind of thing.
Me too.
So Momo, I mean, this is not going to come as any surprise to Momo. Anytime Momo's exerting any strength, she does a but Momo, right before she's about to finish, will just sneeze a bunch.
Oh. Did you know that sneezing is a form of orgasm?
Oh.
It is.
My gosh.
So you're doing like a bunch of work there. It's a bunch. You're doing so much of it.
It's probably why I'm saying soup's on at the end. I'm just exhausted. I need some soup. Burning too many calories during
You need
sex.
To replenish with a hearty ale and hearty soup.
All right, Momo needs to guess again. We need to get to the bottom of this. I don't even remember what we're guessing for.
Yeah, or we could just stop it.
No,
we could move on.
No, all we know is deep pockets, made her puke.
Oh, this is, yes, okay. The ex who didn't want you to puke on them.
Yeah. Well, so that does actually rule out your stepdad, because that was kind of his thing.
Was it the mayor's daughter?
I'm listening.
Okay. Was it the mayor's daughter that you had a forbidden romance with because you were from a different political party?
Here's what's going to get you guys ready for this.
Oh,
which,
my gosh.
Which mayor's daughter? Because I dated three of them.
My gosh. You are Momo's hero. That is amazing.
Listen,
that's amazing.
I genuinely found them interesting and wonderful. They're great, great people, except for one. So when I said I'm listening, I want you to guess which of the daughters was the worst one.
Flower, what do you think?
Which of the daughters is the mayor? I wasn't sure if we were talking about which mayor or which daughter. We're talking about...
The daughters of...
The daughters of the most recent mayor.
Most recent mayor.
This isn't the banana, is it?
Right, I was just going to actually say that, Momo. Is it too painful to bring up the word mayor for you?
Well, Momo's feeling very brave, and Momo's moving on. And Mayor Banana is an old ex, okay? It turned out he was a banana. No one saw that coming.
No.
Well.
It's just like no one in my life knew he was a banana. We were completely caught off guard that banana with the sash was a banana. Blew my freaking mind.
What were people telling you?
I think we said that's a banana.
We very, very clearly, he couldn't speak. He only hummed or whatever. We were very clear.
Oh, well, sometimes Momo just wants to hear what Momo wants to hear. You know when, like, you date someone and all your friends are like, that person is the worst and is also a banana. And you're like, no, I have to find this out for myself. I'm on my own path, my own journey. And then you waste 5 years of your 20s.
It's really hard when they're so appealing.
It is.
And there's another
That's
pillow.
Also a
it's
pillow.
Most
Got
of.
That one over there.
I'm starting to think you didn't pack a toothbrush.
I didn't. I don't brush my teeth. Just rub these salts on there.
When you get down to it, figuring out somebody is a banana for yourself.
Yeah.
Isn't always. The hardest. Here's what I'm gonna say. You're so smart. You're so wonderful. You're so beautiful.
My God.
It shouldn't take you 5 years to figure out what a banana is. And I say that with all the love of my heart.
Mama, it's really beautiful to have a friend say something so nice to me. But it's like, if I'm being honest, like I think maybe I had some guesses that he was a banana, and then I didn't think I deserved any more than a banana. You know. I was like, yeah, I should be dating the thing that clowns slip on. That makes sense for me.
Right.
But you know what? I'm better now. I'm getting into fights after I eat cheese.
Yeah.
I did a drug. I'm thriving. Momo's thriving.
That's the best news. Also, it was the middle daughter. She didn't have goat legs. So it's not this. It's not the one with the goat legs, because there were two girls I dated with goat legs.
Right.
Yeah.
It was the middle daughter. Biggest problem I've ever encountered in my whole life. Rotten like a banana. Thank you.
Oh, no. It sounds like you're maybe still a little hung up on her.
No. We're good. It was like an emotional vomit, and it was a spiritual vomit. It was an everything vomit. Got everything out, clean as a whistle, good to go. Done, right, so and I'm on to the next.
I guess it won't bother you to know that I think I passed her on the way into the hotel. I think she's staying here. Yeah, I think she's staying here.
I hope she's happy.
We're going to fuck her up tonight. Oh, we're going to, listen, it will start with pillows. We'll bring all these pillows with us, and we'll just gently try to, like, catch her off guard.
I wonder if your friends on drugs are going to fuck her up tonight. Huh?
You guys, I can't have a scandal attached to my name because I still am trying to be an elected official.
Okay, so what's going on with that? I'm really serious. I'm very confused by politics, mostly because I choose to actively be confused.
Right, it is a choice.
You know, it's like, oh, I only talk politics, but it's mostly because I'm like, I don't want to talk politics.
They keep telling me it's on a need-to-know basis. So I'm waiting to hear. But the thing is, you guys, I can't have a scandal, but I want a scandal if it means fighting her in this hotel.
Yeah. I got a question, though. But like, when it comes to the government positions, are you on hold? Or are you on check avail?
They have me on check avail for several.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
No, that's rough, because you don't even know where you stand in that. You're like, right. It feels like an empty handshake. It's a handshake, but when you look down, there's no hand.
Yeah.
And it's hard to make plans.
Smacked the fish, you know?
Oh, plans. You guys, speaking of plans.
Okay.
I want you to know that I'm not into tarot. I don't know what it is.
It's a root vegetable.
Oh, is that what it is?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a root vegetable.
It's a root vegetable.
The one that's spirally? White with the spirals?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
You guys, I think purple-ish. That drug hit hard.
Uh-oh.
I forget what I was going to say, but I think what I was going is when we start making plans for the future, I want you guys to be there. I want you guys to be, if I get in an office, I want you guys to have a job if you want it.
I want to be Secretary of the Treasures. Treasury. Secretary.
Of Treasures?
Yes, Secretary of Treasures.
Does anybody want me to turn down Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives? I feel like it's really loud. We've been playing it this whole time. And I just feel like it's really loud, and it feels like extra loud.
I feel like then something's kicking in for you too, because I didn't even hear it. I couldn't even hear it, but now that you say it, it's all I can hear.
Okay.
There's somebody outside. Yeah. I'll shut a window. There's somebody outside yelling about what diners are the best.
Yeah, all of a sudden, I was like, why is Momo wanting to bleach her hair and spike it? Why is that every third thought I'm having? And now I'm thinking it's because of that guy outside yelling about what burger that has bacon in the middle of it is the best.
He's on fire. That man is on fire.
Or should we do that to your hair tonight?
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes, we should. We should do that to my hair right now. All right. And buzz, 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 buzz.
Oh, my God.
Momo took a bee, and the bee ate Momo's hair, and I didn't mean to shave it all off.
You just shaved off your hair. We went to go do your hair, and you just shaved off your fucking hair.
That was so fast.
I think the drugs are
so
all
fast. We couldn't, much like the banana situation, we could not fucking stop you from what just happened. I think you'll be fine with it. I think you'll look great. But also, that truly was out of control.
Do you know that thing you learn about when you're learning about what makes the world work and move? Is it potential energy versus kinetic energy, which is potential energy is the buildup energy, and kinetic energy is when it's happening. There was no potential energy before you shaved your head. It was only kinetic, and it just happened so fast. That was a stampede.
Okay, I'm gonna shave. I'm shaving my petals.
No, 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 you have to do this for me. Holy smokes!
I just did the sides. Oh, I did God. The sides. And oh my shave.
Momo, that is, you look amazing.
Oh, I'm gonna regret this, but I don't give a fuck.
I gotta tell you, Momo is feeling very out of control. Momo didn't even mean to do that. You are so right. There's no forethought. There is no build up to that. It was just the doing. Holy crap, the drugs. Oh no. Uh-oh. Momo's catching a reflection of herself in this little pool of water. Everybody come over here and look
Did
at your
you piss
reflection.
Yourself?
Why is there a pool of water? But also I want to tell you, we don't have to look at your reflection to see
We're
you.
We're looking at you.
No, no, right. Look. Wait, but what if when I blink, you can still see me when I blink? What if I close my eyes?
Try do you, do you know what object permanence is, Momo?
Where'd she go? No, let's fuck with it. Where'd she go?
Oh, you see, that's what it is. When I close my eyes, you guys can't see me either.
Where's the baby? Where's the baby?
And I open my eye.
Ah! There she is!
Holy
crap! Listen, I'm gonna cut up this cheese.
Oh my God.
We're gonna take a quick break. And then I think we're probably just gonna... We might go hurt somebody.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, before we get going, Genesis said something about taro, which is a root vegetable, and it made me think I brought these future cards, and
solitaire.
Yes, I thought we would do a quick solitaire and see what our future may hold if we get into this fight.
Oh my gosh, yes, I love this so much.
All right, ready? So, who would like to go first?
Can I ask? Mm-hmm. Are you going to also read your own, Momo? Is that allowed?
Yes, of course.
Okay. I don't want to go first. I'm terrified of this.
Let the cards decide.
All right, Flower,
throw
you're
the cards
first.
Up in the air, and then whoever they land next to, that's their card.
All right, and they threw them, and they're next to you. Flower, you're first. Sorry.
All right. Okay, I asked for it.
All right, Flower, shuffle these.
Okay, I do.
And really just like clear your mind.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. The first card is the body. That can mean only one thing. You're going to come across a body tonight,
this
Flower.
This is on brand for me daily.
The next card is... The tits. I don't know what that means.
Thank God I didn't get that one because I would be laughing about it tomorrow.
I'm already embarrassed. They said the word tits. I hope the cooter card doesn't come up next or the clit. I hate saying the word clit. I hope it doesn't come up.
You just said it twice. You did that to yourself.
Gah! Okay.
That's another pillow.
Okay. And let's see, flip. The friendship card. Not bad.
Oh. This means friendship card attached to tits and bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Bosom bodies.
All right, ready, Gina? So here comes. Here, oh, shuffle those cards.
So wait, we didn't really figure out anything about.
Oh yeah, Momo lost the book immediately. That
okay.
I'm just
making sure we're all on the same page.
Yeah, Momo doesn't
interpret the cards.
No, Momo doesn't know how to do that part. She just has the cards.
Oh, can we wing it? Okay. We got a body, and then the word I won't say, and then. What was the last one? Friendship.
Right? I made the whole bosom bodies connection, but I don't know what it means.
That was good. Okay, bodies. Okay, I'm gonna free associate.
Yes.
Okay, ready? Bodies. You let the bodies hit the floor. You let them hit the floor, and then you're gonna come across them, and then that word I won't say is two, a pair, a pair, and then titties. Friendship. And you have a pair of friends right here, and we're about to go start a fight, which I think means there's going to let the bodies hit
the
floor.
You're a genius.
You're right.
Okay, are you ready to do your cards?
Yeah, but only if somebody else free associates what they mean.
Yeah, of course. You did a lot of work. We're not going to make you do that every time, I promise.
Thank you, guys. It was such a long walk.
All right, shuffle these cards. You're shuffling the cards. All right, so the first card is... the shaving of your head. I wonder what that means. I wonder if it means you should join your friends in solidarity.
Uh-oh.
This card is a head, and it looks like you drew.
Did you draw this for me? Because I'm the only one.
I mean, I'm going to call it out. It's beautiful, but you drew a razor.
Are you implying that Momo just panic drew this one in the bathroom to try to get all of her friends on the same page?
Yeah, because when you went to the bathroom, you said, can I have a pen?
And gave me one of these blank cards. We thought that was weird, too.
Fine.
Okay, I'll do it.
Thank you note to the bathroom.
I'll do it. Hold on. I'll do it.
Holy shit.
Buzz cut.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, Janessa, we didn't get through all the cards. What if the other ones were like, don't do it?
It's too late now and we can't turn back. And I feel like a lot of people would shave the sides like you, but I only shave the top. And I think it's going to look so good. I'm going to look like somebody very, very, a familial male.
Yep.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's the next card. Ready?
Yeah.
The second chance at love card. I don't even have a guess for that one. What could that possibly mean?
Yours are so specific.
And then the third one is a redemption card.
Ooh.
It's a redemption forgiveness card. Someone perhaps might redeem themselves, and then you can forgive them and maybe give them a second chance. But that doesn't sound right. Flower?
Well,
okay.
I already have forgiven you two, and you're the only people that I'm going to come across.
Forgiving us for what?
Shaving head, shave buzz cut, buzz goes the bees go buzz. Bees make the honey, honey is sweet, so is love. Second chance at love. You had one, you got two, three strikes, you're out. Out for redemption. We're going to beat some bitches up tonight.
We keep circling back to that, so it must be true.
It's funny because when you read me my cards, I thought they were very specific and actually pretty much like on the nose for what they could be, but you still did a really great free association and interpretation of those cards, and I can't wait to see how this plays out.
All right, so Momo's turn. Here we go. Shuffle. Oh, Momo got blackjack. That's my first card.
Oh,
pretty good. 21. Yeah, thank you.
21.
Pretty good. All right, Momo.
This game cheats. This game cheats.
Momo's second card.
No whammies.
No whammies.
No whammies.
Oh, the kicking ass card. Interesting.
What could that one mean?
And the third card is... The third card is...
Are you out of cards?
Yeah.
She's just shuffling. She's trying to draw another one. Look, she took one of the ones that we had. She flipped it over and she's
Momo
trying to draw.
Momo went to say so many cards and then I guess Momo got tired. And so there's no more cards. So I guess I need... Another one?
You want to take the friendship one or the second chances one?
I'll take the friendship one.
Okay.
All right. And those are Momo's three cards.
Okay. Should we do this one? But we should free associate words one at a time.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, wait, what were the cards again? It was
kicking ass.
Blackjack.
20 in blackjack.
Blackjack, congratulations. And then the last one was you took the friendship, right? Yeah.
Okay. All right, ready?
Yep.
Momo is ready.
Okay, we'll do blackjack first.
Let's do all three of us. We'll go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good idea. That's more fun.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm ready.
Okay. Flower, you want to start?
Yep. Blackjack.
21.
Getting to drink for the first time.
Drinking all night so that you might be inclined to go outside.
Recklessness.
Drinking enough to get into a fight with someone who hurt your friend.
Oh.
Friend zone.
I think that's it. Friend zone. I think that's
friend zone.
I think that was it. Okay, second one. What was the second one?
The second one was the kicking ass card.
Okay. Okay. Kicking ass. Taking names.
Naming something, like calling something what it is. Calling out something.
You're an asshole.
I feel like all of these are leading me back to that ex, the ex of mine. Am I allowed to say it? Is it Marina? Because also, I'm sorry. That's not a name. That's a place where boats go.
That's true.
That's so true.
Bitch, you're a dock. You're a dock, bitch.
Bitch, you're a dock. Yeah, Flower,
bitch,
do it. Say it.
Dock.
Flower, go. Do it.
Oh, I'm so jazzed right now. I'm so ready to go out there.
Momo's ready. Bitch, you're a yacht club. Bitch, wear boat shoes to go see you, bitch. Bitch. Momo's so ready.
Oh, this really means a lot to me. Because I will call anybody who hurt you guys, I will call them that name too. Anybody who hurt you guys is wrong and bad.
And then we're all going to cry.
Okay.
I'll call her some other things too. I'm not limited by my vocabulary.
I love that about you.
And I can tell that by your pillows.
Yes.
Suck my dock.
Holy cow. Dock suckers.
All right, Momo's going to do 15 push-ups and then Momo's ready to go. Let's just do it. Let's just go.
Okay, let's go outside. Let's do it. Okay, we're wearing the robes, right? Everybody,
yeah, we're wearing the robes. Yeah.
Okay. Quick, we gotta get through the.
Know that these are hotel robes, right? And not think that we're doing something very strange. You know what? I don't care tonight.
What's the difference? If they think it's hotel robes or we're doing something strange, I think either way we're doing something pretty fucking weird.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just trying to uphold my reputation, but it's so hard.
We need to get you a quick disguise. Who cares what happens to me and Flower? We need to disguise you really quick.
Well, I care what happens to
back
you guys.
Back to the room.
Okay. Wait, all right, so your hair is doing a lot for us right now because you don't look like how you normally do.
Oh, my gosh.
What else?
You guys, you know what I just realized?
What?
Remember how for all those years at the beginning of my career, I had to do it in dram? I had to dress as a man. What if I do that again? Should I dust it off?
Dust it off.
Dust it off.
Okay.
Dust it off.
Okay.
Do you got like a beard, a mustache, just like a whole... Presence.
Wait, where'd you go?
It's me. I'm right here. Open your eyes. I'm right here.
Who is this man?
See, it's because it's the hair. The haircut was meant to be then because I already look. I have male pattern baldness.
Holy shit! It's you.
Yep, it's me.
Oh my god!
All I had to do was put a roll of parchment right down my pants. Well, I had to put pants on, and then I put parchment right down them.
All right, I think we're ready. So you're in disguise.
Yeah.
Momo and I are just.
Momo's ready to taste blood with her friends.
Let's go get Marina, okay? Come on. All right, we gotta go through the lobby, though.
Excuse me, sisters. I'm having the most fun ever drinking with you at this hotel bar.
Hey, Marina. Listen, you're the middle sister. I'm the old sister. You know me, Madge.
Madge, of course I know you. You're my eldest sister, and you've taken care of me my whole life. And why, if it isn't our youngest sister?
That's right, sisters, it's me. And I've never done anything of note because I'm a pure fool. An idiot, even. But I love you so. I love you so.
Mincy, don't say such things about yourself.
Mincy!
Well, you know how it is with mother and father. They think I'm a fool, and I am.
Well, you haven't really lived not yet, Mincy, but that's not your fault. We've kept you very sheltered. What if, sisters? Marina just had a thought.
What is it?
What a boat. Little boat joke, because my name's Marina. We get into a fight tonight.
Well, I don't think Mother and Father would approve.
Madam Mincy, please, but let me to my birthday and you fight.
I've got nothing to lose. I've been living in a garbage can.
I'm so glad we found you. It really was a wonderful surprise, wasn't it?
I've been just down in the dumps, and then I said, this garbage can looks nice and cozy, so I hid inside and put a lid on top of it. Much like a personal jack-in-the-box was I, Madge.
Yes, I screamed for my life. The song doom da doom da doom da doom was playing as we approached that trash can. I wanted to throw away my gum, and then I went to throw it away, and you popped out and it gave me such a fright that I swallowed my gum, and it's going to be there for about 7 years.
I just wanted attention.
My stomach is minty now. I don't know how to undo it. What do you say about a fight now, youngest sister Mitzi? Come on, what do you say?
Well, I suppose if it's what the two of you want, I would do it. But again, I can't stress this enough. Mother and Father tell me I'm an idiot. So if you want to, I suppose it would be best.
Are we going to do a slap circle?
A slap fight? In a circle?
A slap circle, all of us, one hand out. And turn abruptly and slap the sister next to you.
Oh, like we did when we were younger. Yes, let's do that as a warm-up for our real fight. On the count of three, ready?
One, two, three, slap!
Ow! Slap?
Oh, my goodness. I do think I like this game. Ouch!
Ouch! That one hit both of us. Max!
Excuse me, but I couldn't notice all of you just sitting over here slapping
each other. You couldn't notice?
I could. Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. I couldn't know. Look, I noticed.
All right, hold on, small stranger. You appear to be a flower, but could you give me just one quick little sidebar at this bar with my sisters?
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
Thank you.
Okay, sisters, this just happened upon us, and it seems like somewhat of a miracle. This dumb flower, and then this really scary mouse that looks like it has a shaved head, and then this man... I seem like the perfect people to fight. There's something about this...
I want to marry him.
No, I don't think you should, because there's something about this man that reminds me of a past love. And all of a sudden, I have a guilt in my stomach. A guilt that I can't quite explain.
I don't see what that has to do with me.
Matt, you are such a terrible sister. My goodness.
Well, honestly, the three of us maybe shouldn't engage. I wonder, is it wise to fight a man and a flower and what... Whatever else, I don't know what things are all the time.
Look at me. Father and Mother took away your confidence, but that doesn't mean they've taken away how special you are. I've seen you carry heavy things up the palace stairs, because that's where Mayor lives, the palace, and I just
the
think you're very strong.
The flower is stabbing me!
Oh my goodness, it's upon us already!
The flower is stabbing me in my leg!
Ladies, fight! Oh, go!
Which one's Marina? I can't tell them apart.
It's the one right there.
It's me, Marina. Sir, how do I know you?
You would ask me that, wouldn't you? You heartless beast, you...
You're throwing up a... Hold on. Everybody... Oh, my God, is this what? There's blood everywhere. Stop! Stop at once, everybody! Stop! Turn off the fighting music! Stop!
I have... expired.
Oh, my goodness, my sister Madge has died.
This wasn't... the intention? What will Mother and Father do? We just recovered you from the trash and...
I guess we could tell them we never found you. That's sort of an easy...
That sounds...
Wait, I'm okay.
Oh, really?
You are okay? Thank goodness.
I have a sour taste in my mouth.
Wow, Marina, that was dastardly. What you were going to say was... Wait, why do I also recognize this man?
I think this is... the person who I've thought about every day for so many years is... someone I let down greatly.
A little late now.
Jesus. Jesus, you smell like cheeses, both of you. The mouse and the flower. Are you drunk and high?
Yeah. Why else would we be fighting you? I'm glad you're coming to this emotional realization right now. But I'm going to tell you right now, this is my friend. This is my friend who I care about very much. And I don't care how you feel now. We want you to feel pain.
If you're gonna apologize to our friend, you're gonna have to go through us, Momo and Flower. Drunk girls.
And I'm sorry I almost killed your sister. It was a lot of tiny stabs, and I didn't know she would bleed so easily.
I bit someone hard. Momo bit someone, like, hard.
Everybody just bit me. I've been the only one really hurt this whole time.
Do you guys think I should introduce myself? Because there's a lot of buildup, but they still don't know who I am. Should I do it, or should I just leave?
I recognize you, and I know what I've done to you. And I'm so sorry, and I know I don't deserve a second chance or a blackjack, but I just wanted to say I'm sorry, and are you okay?
Absolutely not. I'm not okay. I'm bad. I'm very bad, and it's your fault. And Flower, is this enough, or do I have to keep looking at my failures? Momo, Flower?
We just wanted to come fight somebody. We didn't want talking to happen.
Yeah, no. Momo's a little disappointed that it ended so fast.
I think I almost killed someone and then I felt bad about it because it wasn't the one I intended to inflict the harm upon. So I stopped. I put the brakes on.
It's okay. Honestly, you're the one they call Flower. It's okay. I've patched up my sister. She's going to be just fine.
I'm fine.
I don't think I'm doing a very good job apologizing to you, Gianessa. Please, I just wanted to tell you that when I said I love you and then you vomited, I thought you were in such disgust of me and being in love with me. And I thought, who would want to marry or love a rich, attractive, hot mayor's daughter with the greatest tits that have ever existed? Who would love me? And then I thought that you threw up because of me, and that's why I didn't say, are you okay? But then I realized and remembered later that you told me that you throw up when you get emotional, and I haven't stopped thinking about it since.
You know what? Let's get out of here. Let's
yeah, Mama's bored.
She's making it about her. Like, I'm so fucking bored right now. We just gotta go.
Yeah, Mama Sorry. Wants pizza. Mama wants pizza and to go back and hang out in the room.
All right, Mom. Yeah. We better go then. You had every opportunity to try and get in touch with me. And if you're gonna go ahead and say it's because I was undercover a million different ways and running for a million different offices, it's so very much like you, but you could have found a way to contact me or Flower. I'm going to throw up again, and I need
do it in her mouth.
Do it in your mouth.
I can't. That seems almost too intimate.
Hey, do it in our mouth. Come on. Throw up in our mouth. We're your best friends. Come on. Throw up in our mouth.
I don't. Okay.
I mean, you don't have to. It's just an option.
Okay, I don't want to.
Okay, then don't. That's okay.
Okay, thanks you guys so much. Thank you so much.
I just wanted to make you... I'm not trying to make it about me. Your friends are right. I was making it about me. I just want to let you know that I'm on hold. I'm on first. I'm also running for the same offices as you. You're my direct competition.
She's on Checkavale.
I'm on Checkavale.
She's going to get the gig. She knows somebody. Can we kill her?
I'm not going to say I'm happy about this because I feel like nepotism is going to win the day and I'm going to get screwed and all this hard work is for nothing.
No. May the best woman win.
Oh, you know what? You can honestly gobble 10,000 dongs. And I really mean that because I'm so tired of you. Honestly, she does have a point, Marina. I wonder, have you been a little unselfish, a trifle selfish, rather? Oh, dear, mother's right. I am a fool.
No, you're making a very good point. I am sorry, and I'm going to stop making it about me. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your girls' weekend.
Marina,
step out of the race, Marina.
That's the only honorable thing to do. Madge is right. The right thing to do is to not further harm this person that you claim to care about.
You're right. I have 3 law degrees, and I believe that I would be a great leader. I've been wanting that my whole life, and that's also my dream. But I will step down and step away.
Marina, please don't think me unkind or a fool, but why don't you just use those law degrees to become a lawyer? Or...
Oh! Okay, yeah.
And can I have one?
It seems only fitting. There's 3 of us.
You have 3. Give us one.
All right, I'll give you 1 to share. Half of a law degree.
Can I have the one that has to do with probate?
Okay, let's get out of here. Come on. Back
wait,
to
okay.
Back to the room.
Momo sounds crazy. We're all going to go back to the room. This all worked out great. You're stepping down. You're going to get your dream job. But I know this is going to sound crazy. But what if we became four girls in the city? What if we brought Madge up to the hotel room with us? Because she looks like she could party and she smells like garbage.
Here's why I'm going to say no. For a couple reasons that I will tell you when we get back to the room. Okay, so let's get back to the room. Bye, everybody. Nice to see you.
Clara, are you sure? Okay, I trust you.
I hope you learned something, Rena. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
They liked me.
Okay. I had to bring you back to the room.
Okay, tell us.
While you guys were talking, I was sticking firecrackers up their assholes, so we had to get the fuck out of there, because those things were going to blow. I wasn't going to kill them, but was going to maim their asses. So we had to get out of there, because I did stick small firecrackers up all of their assholes.
Flower, every lit? Trip we go on. Yes.
How did they not know? What kind of gaping?
It's a long wick. It's a sturdy long wick.
So did you put the wick up there, or did you put...
Wick hangs.
See, you know the relationship you have with the word tits?
Yes.
I have that same relationship with the word gaping.
Gaping?
Oh, wait. Guys, come to that. Look, ladies, let's go to the window. Go to the window. Look. Fireworks.
It's beautiful.
Oh, wow. It's like they're for us.
Yeah, I think they are.
Guy Fire down there must have lit their long wicks. The guy from Divins and Drives.
Divins and Drives. He did. He was on fire and he lit all the wicks to make sure they burn bright.
Wow.
Their asses exploded and we got what we want.
What a
robes.
Beautiful weekend.
Oh, robes? Robes.
Our robes are disgusting.
Yeah, they're bad
filthy
now.
And covered in blood.
Yeah.
They're bad. But I want to say this. I've never had friends who were so willing to stick up for me, and you guys have been sent from the heavens. I don't know. I've never had friendships like this. And people think that people who identify as women can't be close friends, and that's wrong, because you two are the best friends I've ever had.
Listen, I'm not always good at it. I'll tell you that, because there are like long stretches of time where we don't talk, and that's okay. That's okay.
You don't have to talk to somebody every day to be an important part of their life.
That's right.
Momo agrees. Momo never thought that she would be so lucky to have two friends who would say that it is an emergency and pull Momo out of work to show Momo a hot person. And then a friend who would be so good and then stick up for herself and not forgive such a shitty person and forgive Momo for not realizing her boyfriend was a banana. Momo loves your friend.
I love you guys,
too. We'll be honest with you. We'll be honest with you and say you were a fucking idiot.
Big time.
And that's okay.
Big time idiot. It's like okay. It's like one of the first, like, 20 things you learn is banana.
That's an early word.
It's early.
Yeah, Momo also dated a ball. And Momo didn't realize it was a ball.
And doggy.
Momo dated a doggy. Didn't know it was a doggy for a long time.
I guess what that says about you, Momo, is that you really fall in love with the soul of an object or person or animal. And I think that's beautiful, too.
It's a beautiful way of looking at it. Do you guys want to hold hands or leaves or whatever and look out the window and watch these fireworks with Momo?
Yeah, because if somebody's ass is about to drop off, I want to watch it firsthand.
Let the asses hit the floor.
Wow, those individuals who sometimes identify as female sure know how to party. Drugs? Check. Shaved heads? Check. Needlepoint throw pillows? Check. Going out with the express purpose of engaging in acts of physical violence? Check. They hit all the key elements of a successful girls' trip. Mad respect. Flower the Talking Flower was played by Brooke Bright. Brooke is currently directing the party game Job Job for the Jackbox Party Pack 8, which comes out this fall. Momo the Mouse with Human Strength was played by Erin Keefe. Check out her podcast, Hey Riddle Riddle, where she does scenes and solves riddles with Adel and John Patrick Cohen. Human and former sheriff of Hog's Face, Gianessa, was played by Dana Curcioli. Check out her very funny improv podcast, Those Who Aunt, which she does with Colleen Doyle. And don't write in and tell me it's pronounced aunt. It depends on where you were synthesized and fabricated. Now excuse me while I have a sip of my pop. Of course, it goes without saying that both podcasts mentioned are available wherever podcasts come from.
Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Anna Haverman. Special assistance provided by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern song by Andy Poland. Well, I'm off to do a full dress rehearsal with all 1,408 technical cues, and then it's on to opening night. If you're listening out there, wish me luck. Oh, wait, I read it's actually bad luck to wish me good luck. Okay, wish me an average time, and I'll let you all know how my show goes next week. Oh, God. Art is hard and very scary.
As Momo looked out the window with her two friends, she wondered to herself, what would have happened if Madge had joined them? Is sex really all the things in a city? Will Flower keep doing pillow stuff? Is it really a root vegetable? And that is the HBO. Go!
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's how we end it.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.